Now here is Alison again to introduce our second set of news stories.
We now have a selection of restaurant and cafe stories, with two local eateries being fated, others closing down, a new social supermarket opening, and a proposal to establish a drive-through McDonald's being opposed for the perhaps surprising reason that it relies on cars. Phil will start with news of Three Rosettes.
The team at a fine dining restaurant near Norwich is over the moon after being awarded a coveted third AA Rosette for culinary excellence. The Wildebeest in Stoke Holy Cross was bumped up from two to three rosettes at the AA Hospitality Awards ceremony held on September the 25th in London and presented by Claudia Winkleman.
A Norwich canoe hire business has been ranked in the top 10% of attractions worldwide by TripAdvisor. Pub and Paddle has received a 2023 TripAdvisor Traveller's Choice Award, which is given to firms that have earned consistently positive reviews over a 12-month period. The award sees it ranked in the top 10% of attractions across the globe. Pub and Paddle hire service allows people to explore the city at water level. There are four different canoe and kayak routes available, each starting from the Elm Quay pontoon beside the Ribs of Beef pub on Fye Bridge. One route circles paddlers around the city centre and the others head in varying distances towards Thorpe St Andrew. Groups can stop off for breaks in a handful of riverside pubs along the way.
A Norwich Mall's food court has been forced to deny rumours it is closing after a number of its concessions shut. Castle Social, in Castle Quarter, has seen its Mamma Mia and Curry Box kitchens close, while Hank's Dirty has announced it will be moving to the former home of Cucina, leaving just two kitchens in the mall. New taco sellers Togo's Street Eats and Street Food Box. Following the closures, a number of rumours began to swirl that the food court was nearing its end, but it's open and businesses and mall bosses denied a closure was imminent.
A new social supermarket hoping to give those living in poverty in the city access to healthy food has opened in a Norwich church. The Magdalene Street Pantry, opened in St Saviour's Church, offers a range of healthy and sustainable food for those struggling with the cost of living for a subscription of £3.50 a week. Shoppers will also be greeted by a team of experts who will help them with advice and support on issues such as debt and unemployment, which may be trapping people in poverty. The pantry is funded by the subscription fee as well as cash donations from generous city folk. It's open 4 days a week, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday, and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, by appointment only.
City Hall is blocking attempts to open a new McDonald's drive-through restaurant on the edge of Norwich because it would be too reliant on cars. The City Council has rejected attempts by the fast food chain to open a new outlet in Marshold Lane on the site of the Richard Nash Car Centre. But the company has escalated the fight, appealing to the government's planning inspectorate, which has the power to overturn a council's decisions if it believes they have strayed from the law. Norwich City Council recently submitted their statement of case to inspectors, which sets out their arguments for why the appeal should be rejected.